You're listening to Coast Community Radio After Deadline. I'm your host, Chelsea Goro, with the Daily Historian. The Astoria City Council's trip to its sister city of Waldorf, Germany last month ruffled some feathers and raised some eyebrows. A few members of the community spoke out against the trip, failing to see its importance while the officials were abroad. But now things are settling down as the council released its expenditures from the excursion. Here with me today, I have Astoria Mayor Willis Van Dusen and City Manager Paul Benoit to explain just why the trip to Waldorf was so vital and what they learned. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chelsea.
First, let's start by telling our listeners a little bit about the trip. Willis?
Well, the trip was much more than the Astoria City Council. And we have a 50-year relationship with the city of Astoria, with the city of Waldorf, but also a 40-year relationship with our school district, with the Waldorf School District. And so there was over 40 of us that traveled to Waldorf. The reason we chose this time and the reason there were so many of us that made the trip was it's the 50th anniversary of our sister city relationship, and we re-signed the documents to extend this great historic sister city relationship we have. But also it was an opportunity for the students of Astoria High School and the city council to celebrate John Jacob Astor's birthday. Had he lived, I didn't see him there, did you, Paul?
But
he would have been 250 years.
Great-great-great-grandson was here.
Yes, he was there. Lord Astor was there. But he would have been 250 years old on the 17th of July. So that's kind of the background. Paul, what would you add to that?
You know, I think that certainly what the mayor said in terms of the student exchange has been going on for 40 years has been pretty awesome. I think it's unrivaled in student exchanges with Germany. But the one thing that was interesting sort of with this trip, I think not only was it the 50th anniversary of the sister city relationship and the 250th birthday of John Jacob Astor, but it was really the first opportunity for the council and a larger segment of the community to really understand what Waldorf was about, to see it firsthand, and to, you know, they had us programmed from the day we landed to the day we finished, and we really get to know their government, know the people. It was just a really interesting experience.
And another thing I'd like to add, we weren't here when the criticism of the expenditure of the trip was mainly publicized in the Daily Astorian. I didn't get any personal calls, but I didn't hear any complaints about the trip itself. It was just the money spent. And I think that's important. There, those who were unhappy with the amount of money that the city spent, which we'll go into in detail, none of those people that I know of downplayed the importance of the sister city relationship. And so there could be community members and other communities that don't like the sister city program. I didn't hear that anywhere.
I haven't heard that.
It's just to take it's $15,500. They wanted us to explain that, and I understand that, and I don't think any of us took it personally.
Can you guys walk me through a little bit about the itinerary and what the 5-day trip looked like?
Well, Chelsea, you were with us. So no, but for those, Paul, why don't you do that? By the way, for the listeners that don't know, the Daily Astorian paid for Chelsea Goro to follow this program, and she was there with us and took pictures and reported on everything that happened. So, but Paul, why don't you explain the best you can in as few words as possible the itinerary?
Well, I believe we arrived in Waldorf on Thursday evening.
You arrived there on Thursday. We arrived on Saturday.
On Saturday. But from the mayor of Waldorf, that's Christian Staub, met with us at the hotel when the entire council was there and just greeted the council. And from there, we immediately went to the Astor House. And it's interesting that John Jacob Astor, when he died, left $50,000, which was a huge amount of money at that time, in his will to the city of Waldorf to build the Astor House, which I believe was for orphans and disadvantaged people. But now it's a museum, and they're opening an exhibit, I think that's going to be up for a year long, speaking about John Jacob Astor and the sister city relationship. So we went to the opening of the exhibit.
And also his birthday, 250 years old. So it was a very big exhibit, very important.
And they had their city council there, the staff of the museum. There was a reception. So we had a personal tour through the museum, introduction by the curator, the people who put the exhibit together, what that was all about. And then it was followed by an informal barbecue in a park that's immediately adjacent to it. Every day following, pretty much from morning till evening. They had a schedule, and it was just really interesting. I didn't bring the itinerary with me, but we had a tour of their downtown, tour of their school system. Not just a tour, but we were educated as to how the German school system works. There was an interdenominational church service in the morning. It was outdoor, again, in one of their parks. That was followed. What followed that, Willis? Do you recall?
We saw the school district. We went in and met with the superintendent of schools and the students and the fire department, several private businesses. It was a very, very full agenda. Another advantage we had from the Daily Historian was by sending Chelsea as a reporter, her grandmother met us. And Chelsea's grandmother was born and raised in Germany close to Waldorf, and she served as the official interpreter.
She was an amazing interpreter.
She made a huge difference. Really. It was great because I felt a little bit embarrassed, if that's the right word, that none of us who live in Astoria were fluent in German. Almost all the Germans were fluent in English. But having Oma there, and what's Oma's last name? I always forget.
Her name's Irma Riggs.
Irma Riggs. She was the official interpreter for us at all the events, did an excellent job, and just made the trip much, much more comfortable and enjoyable for everybody.
So there was just sort of in terms of the itinerary. So I agree totally. Thanks to Grandma or Oma, whatever you call her. They had the city of Waldorf put on sort of a grand event that was on Sunday evening, and they did it at their Astoria Hall of Sports and Culture. And that was pretty interesting, and it was particularly interesting, the entertainment. They had entertainment lined up sort of through the evening. It included some Texas line dancers. It included...
All of the entertainment was excellent. All of the entertainment was from Waldorf. They were all citizens of Waldorf, which made it a very hometown thing. And another thing for the listeners, it's my privilege to be the mayor of Astoria. I really enjoy it. But I'll tell you, it was really an experience to be the mayor of this city. I mean, any one of us could do it. It's my turn. But to be there for that important meeting when they brought out all those documents and all those photographers showed up for us to sign this extension of the oldest sister city relationship of any two enemies of World War II, and to have Waldorf, Germany, which is one of the most prominent cities in Europe because of a big corporation known as SAP, Computer Corporation, but start this city relationship when we had a Jewish mayor here to really heal some wounds between two countries that were at bitter war in World War II. But you know what I'd like to do? Let's get right to the finances of this trip because we don't want to sidestep those who are curious why we spent the money. Do you have that information, Chelsea, or Paul, you could go through it?
Yeah, we discussed it at last night's city council meeting. Each city council person, myself, in addition to the chairperson of the Sister City Committee, which is Bruce Connor, received an $1,800 travel advance, plus $50 that was a fee to the travel agent for booking the trip. So it was $1,800 per person. In addition, we had expenses that related to gifts that we exchanged.
But
with
there
the
was no that was all that the mayor received that I got the council was $1,850.
Correct. That individual travelers received basically their airfare was covered.
That's how we came up with that money. That's what I want to make clear.
Right.
Correct.
The only other expenses to the city beyond that had to do with the gifts that we brought with us because on that Sunday evening in the big event at the Astoria Hall of Sport and Culture, there was a gift exchange between the two cities and it was sort of an equal exchange, but we had some local artists produce some things for us to take with us, had them framed. And so all told, I think the expenses were $15,500 total. Once we landed in Waldorf, City of Waldorf picked up met the council at the airport in Frankfurt, Germany, transported them to Waldorf, and from the minute we landed in Frankfurt, the city of Waldorf hosted the events. There were no expenses to the city beyond that. So,
and if the listeners aren't familiar with SAP, It is an extremely large computer software company, different than Microsoft. They're really not in competition. SAP does large computer systems. The IRS uses SAP. NASA uses SAP. And the city of Waldorf has 15,000 residents, and SAP has 9,000 employees inside the city limits of Waldorf. So it is a huge company, and they funded most of our trip. And I thank them for that. Yeah. It was great.
So the $15,500, is that just to date?
Yeah, there's probably some mailing costs also that haven't come in yet. So when all told, you know, I would sort of estimate we're probably going to be looking at something like $15,700, maybe $15,000, a few hundred dollars more.
Chelsea, I'm glad you asked that question. We asked him that last night at the city council meeting. Paul, can you not guarantee but would all the additional expenses come in reach $500?
I would say no.
No. Okay. So it will be under $16,000.
Yes.
So can you explain where the money comes from? Is it true that the money cannot be spent on anything else besides tourism?
Yeah. The city has what's called the Promote Astoria Fund. And by Oregon statute, the funds, the dollars that go into that fund are restricted to tourism-related expenditures. It's room tax. So the hotel-motel tax, those tax dollars that come to the city, a portion are required to be deposited into the Promote Astoria Fund. And again, can only be spent on tourist-related attractions, tourist-related promotions, tourist-related expenditures. In this case, with the city of Waldorf, there's been sort of an interchange between these two cities, again, that goes back 50 years. Astorians going to Waldorf, Waldorfians coming to Astoria, and then the school exchange. And we had actually quite a contingent during our bicentennial.
But let's get back to the question on the Promote Astoria Fund. The room tax is 9%. When people stay for lodging, and how many total dollars from the 9% room tax do we bring in annually on a yearly basis?
It's just over $1 million.
Per year.
And half that goes to the general fund. It's probably 54%, but you know, roughly half to the general fund, half to the Promote Astoria Fund.
But it was interesting at the council meeting Monday night, it was that we were talking about raising some funds to help low-income people pay the water bill. And we can't use those funds for that. It is against the state of Oregon's law, not our own law, to use the Promote Astoria funds for potholes or for water bills.
That's correct.
Now, at that meeting, noticeably absent were the critics that had, you know, voiced their opinions to our paper. Were you expecting that?
Again, the critics were pretty active with your newspaper. I didn't get any calls, I didn't get any emails, I didn't get any. So I really don't feel the pressure of the critics like you probably do working at the newspaper. Now, I had many people throughout the town say, boy, you had some critics on your trip. And 100% of those said, I think it's good that you went, but there are those that don't. So I went back and read some of the letters that came to the paper. And it seemed to me 100% of the problem was the dollars spent. And I can understand that concern. And I'm glad that, Chelsea, you're giving us the opportunity to explain what happened, why we went, how much it costs.
All right. Well, if we can get back to the trip, can you talk a little bit about the history of the sister city relationship?
50 years ago, exactly, the city of Waldorf, Germany, reached out to the city of Astoria and wanted to start a sister city relationship. Waldorf is where John Jacob Astor was born, and he founded Astoria, Oregon, even though he never came here. That's where the Waldorf Astoria Hotel and that connection is world famous. At that time, World War II had just ended, and there were some very hard feelings you can imagine after a war like that. And it took a lot of convincing to have our mayor, Harry Steinbach, and his wife, Mary Steinbach, agree to this relationship. They did agree and started this tremendous sister city relationship, historic relationship. And so there's a boulevard do you remember either one of the name of the?
It's Steinbach Strasse. I think Strasse is street or
street,
boulevard.
Yes. and named after Harry Steinbach. The Burgermeister, or the mayor, which the word is pretty close to interchangeable, Kriege is the name of the street around the Astoria Column. And the first person to go across the Columbia River Bridge was the Burgermeister from Waldorf, Germany. And we have our housing project above the high school with Waldorf Circle. So the relationship's gone on a long, long time. And so with that connection of the war, that's what really started it. And whenever we have an official greeting or an official meeting, the fact that peace and understanding and communication comes up.
All right. Now, I know Waldorf has done a lot for the city of Astoria. They attended the bicentennial, and I know they helped with some column restoration. Is that correct? Can you explain a little bit about their contributions?
You want me to, Paul? Do you
want me? No, please.
Well, there have been people that have asked, I think, the question. I think it was Leon Jackson asked the question, what economic benefit does the city of Astoria or the citizens feel from Waldorf? If that is the question that is asked, and I know that's not exactly what you asked, Chelsea, I'd say there isn't any. The answer is zero. So don't look for an economic reason for this relationship. However, the city of Waldorf, Germany, and the Astor family have donated to the Astoria Column. They've to the restoration of the Astoria Column. They gave $5,000 to the, this is just last year, to Astoria High School for the exchange program, $2,000 to the Garden of Surging Waves.
Yes.
And a lot more money besides that throughout the years. At our bicentennial celebration 2 years ago, they brought the entire city council. They were a big part of our regatta. And so they have helped on many projects. And I can't list them all now because there's just too many. It's 50 years of contributions. And Waldorf is a wealthy city. With SAP, they're one of the wealthiest cities per capita in Europe, not Germany, Europe. So they understand we can't match them dollar for dollar by any means, but we have a great relationship.
What was each of your favorite parts?
You know, favorite part, this isn't your question, so I apologize, I'll answer a different question, but one of the most interesting parts, there are a lot of interesting parts, but I was surprised, I had never been to Germany, so obviously never been to Waldorf, but that's a city that's history goes back to Roman times, and I would think that a city with that much history would have other things they would celebrate and focus on. Now, I was surprised to see the Astoria name throughout their downtown. As I mentioned, the Astoria Hall of Sport and Culture, big, brand-new facility that's huge that has the Astoria name. They have the Astoria Pharmacy downtown. Their soccer team is, the Astoria team. So it's interesting that John Jacob Astor connection is so strong and so important with them. And I think that's why the connection between Waldorf and Astoria. They have other sister cities, but it was my impression from that tour and in meeting with them that connection between Astoria, Oregon, and Waldorf, Germany is really strong and a very important part of their history.
Perfect example, Paul, was the roundabout. And all of us in Astoria are familiar with the roundabout. We cut the ribbon and planted a tree in their roundabout, which is about the same size as ours, which is named Astoria, Oregon. They want to make sure Oregon was in there. So it was my favorite part was meeting with the Stefan, the young 12-year-old son of the firefighter who traveled with us to many of the activities to the castle and the tour downtown. And he also was a pretty good interpreter. He wasn't as good as Oma, but he was pretty darn good interpreter. And that relationship with a 12-year-old kid, I had a ball with him. We had a lot of, that was fun. And we've kept up that relationship since I got back. He's a big Facebook guy, and I'm not real active in Facebook, but he emails pretty well. But that was my favorite part. I'm not saying it was the most important part. What would you say was the most important aspect, Paul?
You know, aside from just the educational part, where we went through the school system, we went to their, they have an assisted living, sort of our version of Clatsop Care, which is all pretty interesting. We went to the European Parliament and learned a lot about how that worked. But I think probably for me, maybe the most important or favorite, but that evening with the grand event on that Sunday to see the entertainment that they had put forth for us was really interesting, kind of a lot of fun. And again, it was all local entertainment, but it was also all geared toward United States. I mean, they weren't playing German folk music. They were, you know, doing like Texas line dancing and all, but they really enjoyed it. They really celebrate American culture, and again, that surprised me.
And all through Waldorf, there was German flags and American flags all through this prominent European city, German city, for our sister city relationship.
And, you know, I get to spend a lot of time with Jürgen Kamm, and Jürgen is now retired, but he was the city manager probably for 20-some years. And so spending as much time as I did with him one-on-one in between events, I just got to learn a lot about German culture, at least from his perspective, and about the history of Waldorf. And, you know, it was interesting. He told me, and I know he's telling me the truth, but he said they don't often fly the German flag in Germany. He said that's unusual. When the American flag's up, they'll have the German flag up. They don't often sing their national anthem. He said the last time he had heard it sung, we sang it when they cut the ribbon and did the grand opening of the Astoria Circle that they dedicated, and Astoria, Oregon's name is on it. They sang the national anthem. They had a band playing, and they also sang the German national anthem. And Jürgen explained that that's unusual, that if we sing the American national anthem, they'll sing the German, but they don't do it in their own country. And he said it relates back to World War II. And for so many of us, World War II is such a distant sort of memory.
We weren't born in
I mean, even in our history and the way we think of history.
I'm giving you a bad time. But.
And there it seemed very present.
Very much so. And Chelsea, I don't want to get off track here on the direction you want to take us on this interview, but I think the citizens might be interested in the differences between the local governments. Would that be okay if I mention that?
Yeah.
I'll do it very briefly. We use the term mayor and Bürgermeister. We kind of interchange it. It's much different. The Bürgermeister in Waldorf, Germany, is a full-time position. And the mayor is a volunteer position. With the mayor, whoever he or she is, gets paid $100 a month, and the city manager really runs the city. But the city responsibility is very limited compared to the city of Waldorf. The Bürgermeister and the city council also are in charge of the school district, the community college, the airport. They don't have a school board, a port commission, a city council. It's all one. And it's in some ways much more efficient and streamlined. On the other hand, they have 22 council members. And so sometimes we will find ourselves negotiating with, I don't want to use the word fighting with, but not agreeing with, the school district. And that's going on right now. We're working to build a new sports facility on city property, and there's all these negotiations going back and forth. Well, in Waldorf, it's one and the same. It's much more efficient in a lot of ways. How would you describe the difference if you were city manager there?
Well, the mayor, that's a full-time job with a full-time salary, and the mayor has a lot of control over city operations in a very direct way, like a CEO. They don't really have the equivalent of a city manager. I mentioned Jürgen Kamm, but there they have three, call them city managers, who are each responsible for a certain segment of operations. But the mayor is a full-time employee with a full-time office and runs that government. And, you know, in the short time we had, I couldn't fully understand, but there's also a very strong, they call it the county. I guess it's Baden. And I met some of the police officers there, but some of the police officers are, I'll call them county employees. They're not really county the way we think of county. It's a much bigger area of the country, kind of like state police, and then there's local police. And there's same thing in the school system, where I believe the city of Waldorf builds the schools, maintains the schools, they're responsible for the infrastructure, but the teachers come from the state or from the county. And it was hard for me to just fully grasp how that works, but it's very, very different than our system.
So you've mentioned before that the city council has never traveled together before, outside of the area. So can you explain why you thought it was important for the whole city council to go on this trip together?
Well, I thought it was important because it was a historic gathering. It was a 50-year celebration. And I have been to Waldorf, Germany before representing the city alone. And by the way, you know, there was no reimbursement from the city for me or for Bruce Conner, who's gone there before, or for Jim Pierce, but whatever. And it's not the same as having the entire city council there. Every elected official from the city there standing by this important relationship. And as you two know, because you were there, every chance we got, we had all five council members standing together to give a very unified front. And there's just no comparison of that, having all five elected officials versus having 20%. And when I say 20%, that'd be one of the five or just the mayor. And we have done that before and just sent one city council member. We did that with Lauren Matthews when he was on the city council. So I thought this was very, you know, not that I did it myself, we all agreed. You asked me the question. I thought it was very important, and I still do.
You know, when you, from my perspective, you look at the importance of birthdays, say, in this country. You look at 250 years for John Jacob Astor's birthday and 50 years for the sister city relationship.
And 40 years for the school district, all in one day.
I mean, very significant dates. And I, you know, in the past, I think when the city has gone, it's gone for certain festivals, special events, but nothing like this. I mean, this was a really important date, and you could tell when we got there, and to see the investment and the time and the organization they put into celebrating this partnership, I think having the entire city council there really made an impression. I mean, they put a whole lot into this. They value the relationship, and I think by having the whole city council there, it really showed them that we feel the same, that we put equal emphasis on it.
I'm really glad Chelsea asked that question, though, because we know that's a lot of money. We are not, the city council is not trying to say, this is no big deal. That is a lot of money. The council members get paid $60 a month. That's a $720 annual salary. The plane tickets were $1,800. That is more than twice their annual income from the city. And same thing with the mayor gets $100 a month. That's $1,200 a year. That's $1,800 for the plane ticket. It was expensive. The pins we bought were $1,700, but we bought hundreds of pins, but we needed those pins that had the sister city logo of both Waldorf and Astoria on there. So it was a big deal. There's no doubt about it. It was a big deal, and I think it was worthwhile. I don't blow it off, or no one in the council does, as not a big expense. It was, but I do stand by it. And those that don't stand by it, I don't have any. I'll hold it personally. I understand why they might.
Will the council go again?
I hope the council goes again in 50 years. What do you think, Paul?
50 years from now, I would imagine they might. I hope this. I'm actually seeing again how much value the two cities put in this. I'm sure that this relationship is going to persevere long after we're gone.
Chelsea, I got to be more serious. I see we're running out of time. That was a very good question. I definitely see us continuing this sister city relationship. Do I see the Astoria City Council going together to Waldorf, Germany again? Not while I'm on the city council. I don't see that. But I hope it does happen again. But it'll be quite a while before it does.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. That concludes our After Deadline show. This is Chelsea Goro from the Daily Astorian for Coast Community Radio.